Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you for joining in on Blog Talk this evening for our second Monday night of the month. I am your host for the night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I will be introducing our speaker later, which will be with us in a little while. He's running a little late, and I will be glad to bring him on as soon as he becomes available. So with that being said, how many of you all are excited to be with us on tonight? How many of you all are excited that God has a word for you on tonight? How many of you all are excited to know that God have not forgot about you? Oh, but how many of you all know that God is excited that you haven't forgot about him? Yes, let's not just have this going a one-way street. This is a one-way street, but it got more than one lane. You get excited about God because God is excited about you. So with that being said, I just want you all to know that, again, tonight is a night that you are not going to forget. God has a word hid in the belly of this man to make sure that you know his plans he have for you. Tonight is a night like no other Monday. Excuse me for that, clearing my throat. But just get prepared. Get your Bibles, paper, pencils, and your notebooks, and just get ready because you're gonna put a shout out tonight. It's not like other night. I don't know what the man of God is going to speak on. I don't know what the man of God is going to speak about. But one thing I do know, that God has put a spirit of excitement out here today. God is going to put a word out here that's going to cause us to shift in the spirit. And I hope you all are waiting for the moment that the word comes forth where you can to start praising openly and freely. If you at work or in a place where you need to go to the closet or to the bathroom, or if you at home and you have guests, go into the back room. If you don't want to just shout in front of somebody, because the word of tonight is for you. And anybody else that's willing to receive the word of God is for them. As long as we repent and give God our heart and our love truly and trust him, the word is for you tonight. So get ready. Get ready, get ready. Because you have been asking God to enlarge your territory. You will get an enlargement of an increase from God's word on tonight. I'm telling you, I'm looking for something from the Lord that I know that I put on the altar before him. So I know that God has sent a word, not just for you all, but for me too. So be listening, because if you have been in relationship with someone that you know, communication is the key. And if you've got a relationship with God, get ready for communication on tonight. Like I said, I don't know what the man of God is going to talk about, but I do know I'm ready to hear a word from the Lord. I'm going to check on the line to see if the man of God is already on the line or if he needs a little more time, because I believe he's going to be doing Facebook Live also, and he has time that he needs to set that up. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so are you going to be setting up Facebook Live shortly, or?
I'm already set up.
I was just waiting
for you guys to know. Let me know when y'all are ready for me.
Okay, you know, we're ready for you, so did you want to just start off with prayer and go right into it, or what did you want to do?
That's fine. Let's do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to introduce to some of you all, but I'm going to tell most of you all, get ready. Get ready to hear what the man of God has to say, because, like I said, God has a word on tonight. I just know I'm excited. So for those that don't know, and for those that's been in anticipation for the man of God, here is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. It's in your hands, Pastor.
God bless you here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. We're coming tonight, as we do every second Monday of the month, to talk about some things that God has given us to encourage each other, to strengthen each other, to give each other what's needed in this season. And I thank God for you guys joining us. Pastor Tommy Lyon from Minnesota, I believe it is. He's on with us on Facebook Live. We are doing Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. My cousin, Elder Lauren Seaberry, is on here as well. Katrina, thank God for you guys. I want to talk about who has your ear. But let's say a word of prayer. Please join me in praying, if you don't mind. For the Bible says, whether two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. So let's pray. Let's invoke God's presence so that he is in the midst of what we're doing today, not for us, but that he may get the glory. And those that need to be delivered, need to be set free, that need to come out of places where they have been, that God gives them revelations and knowledge to use the tools that is necessary to be free. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor for just another day that you kept us. Kept us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Father, we praise you, Father. The day may not have been perfect in our eyes, but Father, you perfected us in the place where we can say thank you. We can be appreciative of what you've done so far. Father, we praise you and we glorify you for all that you've done and what you're about to do. Father, we ask you right now that you use us for your glory. Don't just push the flesh to the side, Father, but you take the flesh and you use it for your glory. Father, for we know that everything that you made and it was good. Father, right now, if we have said, if we have done something that was not pleasing in your sight, Father, we ask you right now for forgiveness. We ask you to deliver us from the places that cause us to do sins of commission and sin of omission, sins that we purpose to do, and Father, sins that we did not purpose to do. We bind every demon and devil that tries to bring distraction, that tries to bring confusion, that tries to keep us from doing what you have commissioned us to do in this season and in this time in our life. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for you being the God of our salvation. Father, once again, you have your way. Give us what to say, how to say. You anoint the word. You give us revelation knowledge. Praise and we give you glory in your son Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Once again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of Blog Talk Radio as well as our Facebook Live every second Monday of the month. This is the second Monday, the 8th of March, and I want to encourage you tonight, but I want to ask you a question. I want to pique your interest. I want you to ask yourself some questions, to write down some things, and to ask God about some things that you want to write down on tonight. Thank God for all this on here on Facebook Live and as well as on the radio station, Blog Talk Radio. If you can, if you have your Bibles, if you have time, I may not read the entire scripture, the whole paragraph and the parable about this, but I'm going to read what I believe God has given me to be necessary for what we need to talk about on tonight. I want to talk about, once again, who has your ear? Once again, I want to talk about who has your ear. Now, I want to say that we have friends, we have associates, we have family members, we have people that we know that tell us things. Not only tell us things, but give us quote-unquote information. While you're on here Facebook Live, do me a favor and share it. If you're on here with me, come on, share, and give me some hearts and some thumbs while we're on Facebook Live. Share it, hearts and thumbs. Share it, hearts and thumbs. One more time, share it, hearts and thumbs. And so then, once again, we have people that tell us things. We have people that give us information. Whether it's positive information or whether it's negative information, it's still information. And so then we have to learn how to filter what is good, what is necessary, what is bad, and what is unnecessary. We have to learn how to, once again, filter our hearing, filter what is good for us and what's bad for us. One thing about a filter, the filter is supposed to separate the good from the bad. How you doing, Sherry? The filter is supposed to save us from those things that may be harmful and give us the things that are necessary and that are good to our body, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually as well. Genesis, the third chapter, which we are pretty sure if you've been in church any amount of time that you know this particular passage of Scripture and it should be familiar to you. It is Genesis, the third chapter, 1 the first verse to the 19th verse. I may not read all of them, but I may talk. I may read and then talk. Is that okay? It says this. First verse says this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye said, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know it, that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Let me pause right there in the fifth verse. Now here it is. The serpent is asking Eve, in so many words, why are you not eating up all the trees? Eve is saying that we can eat up every tree in here but this particular one. Why? Because God has given us instruction. God has given us a commandment. God is the ruler of everything, and he said to us, not only do you not eat of it, but do not touch it. Because in the day that you touch it, ye will surely die. So then now here it is, the serpent is saying, no, that's not what he meant, for he knows that the day that you eat thereof, you won't be human anymore. You will be as of God as he is. Now, here it is. He is telling her something contrary to what God has ordained and had already told her. Now, watch this. Here it is. Those of us that have children, we give our children instructions. Pray now with me. We give our children instructions. We tell them what we need from them, what we require from them, and what they must do. And then somebody comes in behind our instructions, behind our detail, and behind what we have required of our children to tell our child or children they don't really have to do it exactly how we told them they have to do it. They can do it another way. Now, in our finite mind and in our parenthood, I come from an old school that says, Auntie Margot, that says this one thing, that I will beat you. I will beat your tail. The Bible says that if you beat them, you will not kill them. It also states, spare the rod, spoil the child. So then here it is, we had to make sure that we follow the specific instructions of what our parents told us. Because when we did not, Auntie Margot, when we did not adhere, did not follow, did not listen and obey the specific instructions that we were given as children, as those under our parents, then there were consequences to the actions of disobedience. There are consequences to the actions of disobedience. Do me a favor and type in the comment section. There are repercussions and consequences to disobedience. Come on, say it with me. Say along with me in the comment section. There are consequences to disobedience. The Bible says disobedience is as of the sin of witchcraft, which means that basically you're going to do what you want to do, how you want to do, and still want to reap. You want to seduce me. You want to trick me in believing that you're going to do what I asked you to do. Then you're not going to do it, and you still want the rewards of as if you've done what I've asked of you in a specific form. So then here it is. God has given Adam and Eve instructions. Chapter says, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. There are some times that God has told us specifically. I don't know about you, but he told me, leave this woman alone. Not only leave this woman alone, but leave this situation alone. Leave this person alone. Leave these people alone. Leave this connection alone, because this connection will bring destruction to your life. It's going to leave you in a place of unsuccess when you shall reap and you shall be dealing with a successful situation. But because we feel some kind of way, because we don't want to be told what to do, we have people that have walked in their pride and their ego.
and their pride and their ego is saying that I am grown. How, now, do me a favor. Just say I when I say this. How many of you have grown children? Literally grown children. And here it is, Patricia. We have given our children instructions. We have given our children wisdom. We have given them knowledge. And then they tell you how grown they are. If you ever had that happen to you before, say I. I. Come on, type in the comment section. I. If you had your grown child, teen and over, tell you that they grown, and because they grown, they don't have to listen to what you have to say. So this is what it's saying. It's saying that I know God gave me an instruction, but, see, the word, my mother told me that the word but cancels out the previous statement. So if I apologize to you, Patricia, Sunday, if I apologize to you, Tricia, if I, Veronica, if I apologize to you, and after me saying, I apologize, and then I follow it up with a but. So then now my but has now completely canceled out what my apology was. Because now it's taken away, Raynette, Ada, it now has taken away the responsibility and the power and the authority of the apology. So then here it is once again. It was given specific instructions. So then now here it is. The serpent says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now mind you, God, the creator of heaven, creator of earth, the creator of man, the creator of beast, the fowl of the air, the raiment, the sun, the moon, the stars. He said, do not eat of it, neither should you touch it, lest for sure you will die. Then the serpent has come behind and says, he says, woman, ye shall not surely die. It's like somebody telling me, your mama ain't going to whoop you. I know she said she's going to whoop you, but she ain't. But I never had that kind of parent. Patricia, Pat, I didn't have that kind of parent, Peaches. I had the kind of parent. My mother said, listen, say something about Sandra, I'll ring something. Baby, if she said it, put your money on it. You can bet your life on what she said she was going to do. Because her thing was, if I said it, I have to follow through with it. God is the kind of God that he said, I'm not the son of man that I should lie. Neither the son of man should I repent. For therefore, if I said it, then it shall come to pass. I'm the kind of parent, baby, if I said it, oh, it's going to happen. Because I don't want you to take my authority. I don't want you to take what I say to you for granted. Like it does not have any power. It does not have any filter in your life that you should be able to do whatever you want to do all willy-nilly. But not so. So there and here it is. Let's go down a little further. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the sight and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. My mama always told me, Lawrence, just because it looked good to you, don't mean it's good for you. How many mama told y'all that? Come on, raise your hand. My mama said, my daddy said, my grandma said, my cousin said, my auntie said, baby, just because it looked good to you, don't mean that it's good for you. There's nothing that God made that is not good in some shape, form, or fashion. But he gave the commandment not to do it. So then here it is. The serpent said, you ain't going to die. Even though God said, you are going to die. Then so then here it is. She looked at it and said, ooh, that looked real good. How many of y'all talked to somebody, married somebody, dated somebody, had kids by somebody, went to a job because somebody else was working there, somebody did it because somebody else did it. You did it because it looked good for you for the moment, but later only to find out, Pinella, that it was not good for you. The job looked real good. The job like it was going to work out for you. But the people at the job were not people that you could work with. It was not what it seemed. It looked good, but it was not what it seemed to be. It says this. Old saying goes, don't judge a book by its what? Its cover. It looked good to you, but it may not be good. So then here it is. And it says, 7th verse of the 3rd chapter says, and the eyes of them were both opened, and they knew that they were naked and sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So that now here it is, you walk in obedience. You had no knowledge of what you being naked. You had no knowledge of certain things, and now somebody done put a bug in your ear. Watch this. Have you ever, this is me. Have you ever been walking with somebody or know somebody and you never paid attention to something until somebody pointed it out? Right? Bishop Williams, God bless you. Once again, have you ever been with somebody, been around somebody, and you never noticed anything about them until somebody pointed out this particular thing? And once they pointed it out, you couldn't stop looking at it. You couldn't stop saying, you couldn't stop it. You couldn't stop looking at it. It's really there. So then here it is. They didn't recognize that they were unclothed. They didn't recognize that they were naked, Kim. They didn't recognize these certain things because what God wanted them to be in. And so because they were seduced, they were tricked, they were bamboozled, run amok, as they say, now their whole perception about it has completely changed. If you're sitting next to somebody and you're talking to, if you're around somebody, look at them and say, ask them a question. Who has your ear? If there's nobody around you, ask yourself, who has your ear? Who has your ear? So then here it is. We as people, we have to be careful that we follow certain things, instructions. Now, when it comes to building things, this is what I love. This is about men. We see things, we don't read the instructions, we just put it together. And then when it fall apart, we be like, we don't know why it fell apart. Come on, for our wives or female around, people around will tell us, because you did not follow the instructions. You did not read the instructions. One thing I love, I later loved about my father, Pastor Frederick Thomas Sr., was he was adamant about when you put something together, make sure that if there are instructions, that you read and follow the instructions. Father did not play that. If you were going to put anything together in the Thomas household, if it had instructions, you were supposed to read the instructions and follow the instructions so that you would not mess up the thing, that whatever apparatus, whatever shelf, whatever it was, whatever it may be, so you wouldn't mess it up and him have to go behind you and fix it or pay for it over again because you chose not to follow the instructions. So then 8th verse of 3rd chapter says, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord God, amongst the trees of the garden. So here it is. Not only did they find they was naked, they realized what they did was wrong, and they tried to hide themselves. I want to say, I'm going to stop right there because in the verses, because I want to talk about how it's important to hear the right thing, how important it is to listen to the right conversation, how important it is to dismiss those things that people want to poison you with. Have you ever been around anybody that all they talk is negativity? All they talk is who slept with who, how many baby daddies they got, how many baby mamas they got, what you heard about them, what they don't have, who they jealous of, and how they looked, and what they said, and what they meant, what they said, and their perception of things that they have no knowledge about because they haven't taken the time to get to know or to ask the right questions. So then these are people that we connect with. They say birds of a feather do what? Flock together. So if we birds of a feather flock together, so then if there was a gossiping, foolish person that's ignorant and keeping a mess and you're hanging around them, they figure you guys are of the same mind. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? So now we have to be careful who we're listening to. Not only who they're listening to, what are they saying? Now, another old saying that says, eat the fish and spit out the bones. In other words, things that need to apply to you are the things that you need to take in. Take in, apply to yourself, and let them nourish you. Let them strengthen you. Let them give you the vitamins that you need. Let them give you all of the nutrients that you need when it applies to you in a positive manner. So then if it's not applying to you, if it's not strengthening you, if it's not building you up, it's not giving you wisdom so that you can go on, then you need to disconnect yourself, close your ear and your eye and walk away from it, because you do not want to be found in a place where you cannot gain a successful manner of life in joy, in peace, in love, in long-suffering. These are the fruits of the Spirit that we must connect ourselves with, so that whoever we're speaking to, whoever we're listening to, they're pouring into us in a place of restoration, in a place of salvation, in a place of healing, in a place of deliverance, in a place of freedom, is where we must abide in. So then how is it that we, watch this, how do you learn in school? How do you learn at a new job? You learn at school and you learn at a new job by hearing, by listening. Listening not to just talk, but listening to comprehend, listening to gain and to gather knowledge, so that job that you're, that the new job that you're at, that you can be successful at it. You're learning and you're gaining knowledge at school so that you can get to the next level. You have to, the Bible says, let them that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Revelations 2:29, once again, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. What are you listening to? Who is talking to you? Who are you around? Who have you connected to? Just because we are blood don't mean that we should hang out and kick. I'm sorry. It's just something that you should disconnect from. Once again, the Bible says, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to make sure that we are hearing what God is saying concerning us in this season about what's going on in our lives. Are we okay with this? Are we cool in this manner? Or are we in a place to receive the promises and the gifts of God? But we have to be careful who we're hearing and what they're saying and who we're lending our ear to. Some people shouldn't even have our attention like that. Some people shouldn't even, we should even be connected to or around. Because what's the old saying that says this? That one bad apple does what? Spoil the bunch. I don't hang with people that gossip. I don't connect with people that gossip. I don't want to know everybody else's business. First of all, I have no room for it. I have no room. I have no time for it. I have no space for it. My space in my life, I've learned to be specific and it to be guaranteed for certain things and certain things only. Watch this. Most people have a coffee cup. Your cup is specifically for your particular brand and flavor of coffee. Tell your kids, I know you didn't put no orange juice in my coffee cup. You have specific Tupperware for specific things that you cook and that you use for your lunch, that you use to store it in the freezer for later on. You have specific things that you use, and you do not want to be tainted by anything outside of what you have ordained it to be used for. So here's some things. We have to worry, make sure that we are strategic and we are on point when it comes to things, almost the things that I want to think on. So here it is. We have to be careful of our bad experience. Because our bad experiences will put us in a place of fear, disappointment, bad relationships, things that were not successful in our life, and we're listening to our own self. We're listening to don't trust people. We're listening, don't girl, be scared. Oh, I don't know about that. That new place is going to scare, have me scared. I'm scared afraid, as London would have said. I'm scared afraid of something new, because if I get in this new place, I don't know what to expect. So I'm going to stay where I know. And even though I'm not happy, even though I'm not prospering, even though I'm not being loved, even though I'm not free, I'm going to stay here because it is comfortable for me. I was molested. I'm going to hold on to it. I was raped, so I'm going to hold on to it. My parents disappointed me. I'm going to hold on to it. I went through this and I went through that. I'm going to hold on to it. I was in a bad accident. I'm going to hold on to it. You're holding on to these fears, and these fears has your ear. Not only do they have your ear, because it's repeating over and over again what you went through, what you dealt with, what happened this and then that. And then so you walk around in a place of fear, not walking in obedience, and not getting the good of the land which belongs to you. That's right, Mr. Margo. We are comfortable with discomfort. That's wonderful. Now, everybody on here, copy that. Copy that. Comfortable with discomfort. We have to get uncomfortable with the discomfort so that it will not, we will not just settle for it. We would say, I cannot live like this, for I am the head and not the tail. I am above, I'm not beneath. I am the lender and I'm not the borrower. So since therefore that's who I am, I will not be comfortable with discomfort. I will not be comfortable with discomfort. I am uncomfortable with discomfort. So since I'm uncomfortable, I'm going to do something different that will cause me to be in a place of peace. Peace is comfortable. Love is comfortable. Long-suffering is pushing forward, praising forward, prophesying forward. That's a place of comfort. But just dealing and accepting and being okay with discomfort is not a place where God has ordained for you, me, or his people to be okay with. Once again, type in the comment section for me, please. Comfortable with discomfort. Comfortable with discomfort. There are people with some very bad experience, and their issues with them should not affect you. Prophetess Deidre, this is what I mean by this. Because you have a problem with her, a problem with him, does not mean that I have a problem with them. So now you've told me what your issue is with them particularly. You told me what the problem was, the rift that you had, the argument you had, the back and forth that you guys dealt with. And so then now, because me and you are friends, then now they're not, I should be friends with them because you have an issue with them. That's your issue with them. That's nothing to do with me because they have not done nothing to me. So then I should walk, I should talk, I should live, I should abide only where that person or the situation affects me. Now watch this. I will be aware. I ain't walking blind. I will be conscious about it. But I will not take your experiences. I will not add it to me as if it was done or said or I was included in what happened before I even knew who they were, or period. Because that is your issue with them. So we have to be careful who we're listening to, letting somebody else infect me with their infection. Don't let anybody else infect you with their infection. I know that sounds crazy, but it just blessed me. I can't let them infect me with their infection. It's like somebody with HIV or AIDS, and you know they have it, and you sleep with them anyway. You know they have an infirmity, a sexually transmitted disease, and you sleep with them anyway. You know they have MRSA, and you're still touching them, knowing that the MRSA could now attach itself to their skin. They have a disease that is that can affect you. That's contagious, and so then you go around contagious people, and then you're surprised that you have caught the infection or the disease or the infirmity that they have because you decided to hang around infected, contagious people. I can't hang around people that are contagious. I have to be the contagious. I have to be the person that sit on the hill that my light would not be hid so that I can infect those that are around me to get to know who Jesus is in the pardon of their sin. So once again, I cannot be around those people that are contagious. I have to be the person that is contagious. I have to be the person that affects, not infects, but affects the people. Me telling them about Jesus Christ, telling them how he delivered me, telling them how he set me free, the love that he shown with me, how he forgave me, how he washed me, how he purified me, how he sanctified me, how he gave me the power of the Holy Ghost, how he loved me, how he rocked me in the cradle of his arm when I was going through my storm. That's what I have to be effective and not infected. I can't infect you, but I have to be effective toward you, toward them. I have to be effective in a new place in God and a new place in the world today. So as I come to the close, we have generational issues that we must be careful of. Just because mama did it, don't mean it's okay with me. My mama said that this is how this go. My mama said, well, let me tell you something. Just because your mama always said it, your daddy said it, Nana said it, but this said it, does not mean that it's always right. That is probably what works for them. We walk around with generational gossip, generational. I tell people all the time, I said, my name is not BFI. My name is not Waste Management. My name is not a Hefty Fence Garbage Bag. I don't have the space or the time for you to infect me or to dump your garbage on me. Now, if you're coming to me, talking to me, Pastor Troy, I need some help. I need some counseling. I need some wisdom. I need some revelation. That's another conversation. But for you to dump somebody else's garbage on me because you're a garbage can does not make me a garbage can either. I'm sorry, but it's just not how I do things. It's just not how I've been trained to do things. That's not how I operate. So at this point, at this time, at this juncture of my life, I have to be careful who has my ear. I want to say this. We have to be careful what we do in front of our children. We have to be careful how we react in front of our children. If we are disrespectful people, then our children will be disrespectful because they are listening to you be disrespectful, so then they figure they have a right to be disrespectful to other people. So you have to be careful. You have to be wise. You have to be prayerful. Bible says man should always pray and not faint. Your prayer life has become minimal. So that means your power has become minimal, which means your effectiveness has become minimal because you are not talking to God on a regular basis. You're not talking to him. You're not communicating with him. You're not listening to what he has to say. He's not giving you information because you can't hear him because you're not connected. So as I close, as I end what I'm saying tonight, I want to ask you and ask yourself, who has your ear? And because of disobedience of Adam and Eve, because of them eating, what happens, it says, and he said, who told you that thou was naked? 11th verse of the 3rd chapter of Genesis. He said, hast thou eaten of the tree? Wherefore I commanded thee that thou should not eat. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. The serpent tricked me, he seduced me. He made it look so good I couldn't resist it. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The 16th verse says, and the woman said, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. 17th verse says, and Adam said, and he said unto Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shalt thou bring forth unto thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return to the ground from out of what thou taken, for thou dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. Why did I read that? I want you to understand there was consequences to listening to the wrong people, to being allowing yourself to be seduced by the wrong people. We have to follow the instructions. It's funny, what comes to my mind is the Wizard of Oz. What do they sing? Follow, 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 follow. Follow the yellow brick road. It doesn't matter what situation you go to, whether you're scared, whether you feel like you don't have enough, you don't have the thought pattern. You feel like you don't have the courage to get to it. Thank you, Jesus. If you follow the instructions, you shall receive success. You might be scared. You might not think it all the way through. You might not have the courage of it. You might not have the heart of it. you don't not, you might believe that you don't have these attributes, but if you follow the instructions, you'll realize I have not only do I have the heart, I have the mind, I have the courage, because if I be willing and obedient to the God of my salvation, I will eat the good of the land. I love you guys, and I appreciate you so very much. If you enjoyed the word on tonight, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Ask yourself who has your ear. Not only who you're listening to, but why are you listening to them? Sometimes you got to stop listening to yourself. Sometimes you have to stop listening to yourself. What you mean, Pastor Troy? Because sometimes our personal hurts, our personal agenda, our personal plan is how we live our life. And we have not asked God. We have not listened to God. We have not asked for wisdom. We have not got counseling. We have not got delivered from the hurt. We have not got delivered from the past. And everything around us, everything connected to us, reminds us of those past things. And so then we walk in that place. So we're listening to our past. We're listening to our hurts. We're listening to our devastations. We're listening to those things that want to drag us down, but we have not asked God. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. Once again, my favorite scripture is, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." If you acknowledge God, if you ask him, he'll give you what you need. But you have to be honest. I was talking to a young lady a couple of days ago, and she was telling me how she wasn't feeling good. She was telling me she was sick but she didn't understand why she wasn't feeling well. My question to her was, did you call your pastor? No, I didn't call your pastor, my pastor. Why didn't you call your pastor? Because I prayed for myself. Well, you prayed for yourself, and it was not effective because you're popping pills like Skittles. So then, therefore, you should call for those that got power. And she gave me every excuse in the world why she didn't want to call her pastor. To me, that says that you don't want to call the authority. You don't want to call the power because you're okay where you at. But guess what? You can stay there as long as you want to, but you will not receive the true benefit of the power connection. It's like plugging your phone in, plugging your appliances in to a circuit breaker that you know has a shortage in it. You're not getting the full power. You have to find the power source, find the right connection, the right outlet so that you can get connected to the power source to give you the full power that is needed, the full power that can bring deliverance, the full power that can bring freedom, the full power that can bring total freedom from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You got to get connected to the power source that is necessary to bring you to an expected end. Your expected end is, I am the overcomer. I am the light that's on the hill. I am God's child. I am the victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I have the victory. But you have to get connected so that you can receive the power that's necessary to bring what you need in your life. My God, today, I love you and I appreciate you so very much. Get to the power. Disconnect from those that want to see you fail. Get connected to those that want to, and sometimes you are your own worst enemy. You are your own worst critic. You have insecurities. You have self-esteem problems, and you have to get to God about it. My pastor told me, he said, Pastor Troy, you have some insecurities. You have some self-esteem problems. And I said, what do you mean? Because I know I'm fine. I'm telling you right now, I know. I'm just playing. I know I'm not an ugly man. I know I'm not a hideous dude. I know I'm pretty nice looking. So I'm saying, Archbishop William Hudson, what do you mean that I have insecurities, that I have self-esteem problems? He said, I don't know exactly what it is, son, but this is the issue that you have because there's some things that you need that you should not need. You should be okay within the place that you are because I'm talking to me. And when I'm talking to me, Shannon, I'm not getting everything that I need. So then what it is, I talked to Apostle Bernice Williams. And Apostle Bernice Williams began to tell me a story about fear. And while she was talking about the fear, I began to weep. I began to cry. I began to snot because God began to remind me, son, you let fear in. And when you let fear in, it has controlled your life to the point where you should be successful. You're not successful because you're afraid to deal with the success which I have given you authority and power and the right to have. He said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. I have not given you. you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Don't be afraid. Don't be shaken. Don't give up. Press and go forward. Press and go forward. Forget those things which are behind and press and move forward to your victory. To your victory. Your victory. I love you. And I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Once again, ask yourself, who has your ear? My God, today. Press to your victory. When you get off this Facebook Live, do me a favor. If you're my friend on Facebook, tag Pastor Troy and say, press to your victory. Press to your victory. Press to your victory. Press to your victory. Want to be a blessing to Pastor Troy? You have the opportunity to be a blessing. I love you and I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel God's glory. But press to your victory. Press to your victory. I love you. And I appreciate you. Once again, if you want to be a blessing to Pastor Troy, you have the opportunity. Here it is. My Cash App is Troy, the word Troy 7, T-R-O-Y-S-E-V-E-N, Troy 7. I love you. I appreciate you. Kamisha, press to your victory. Penella, press to your victory. Lawrence, Sylvia, Deidre, press to your victory. Press. Mr. Margo, Auntie Margo, press to your victory. Press to your victory. I love you. I thank God for you. God bless you. As I always say, hashtag, let us pray. In your hands, Sister Renee. Mr. Renee.
My God, my God, my God. I told you there was something going to be released on tonight. All I got to say is press to your victory. Who has your ear? Press to your victory. The lines are open to anyone and everyone that want to speak at this time. Go ahead. Press to your victory.
Yes, this is Cecilia. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know. I couldn't write anything on Facebook. It wouldn't let me, but I was like, that's okay. Everybody else is saying some really, really, really good stuff. Thank you for the word. Thank you for all the nuggets. Thank you for all of the things that we know. I need everyone to know you can go back and not only watch the Facebook Live, but you can also, if you're at work and you don't have anything that you can, watch, you can always listen. The Blog Talk Radio is World Wide Web. Please go back and listen to Pastor Troy. There's so many nuggets on tonight. The press, the who's got your ear. I mean, being connected. Oh, there's just, like I said, so many nuggets. Go back and listen and be blessed because I know I will.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God on tonight about what he's what he planted into us? Is there anyone? If so, go ahead. Okay, with that being said, Pastor, I just want you to know I've been excited all day to hear what the message on tonight was going to be. And just to hear the message, who has your ear? You know, people don't realize the stuff you take into your ear is like a receiving dock, whether you work on in a warehouse where you receive stuff or you're sending out stuff, or when you get mail in your mailbox, what do you receive? Press to the victory. Give God your ear that he may block all mess and not even let it enter. Just press to the victory. Okay, Pastor, do you have any closing remarks or information, services you would like for us to know about, you want to give us at this time?
No, I don't. I just want to tell you guys thank you for joining us this evening, and I thank God for what he's doing. And if you're not busy on 2:30 on this Sunday, we're at 4344 West Madison at 2:30 p.m., giving God praise and more of the Word of God to encourage you, to give you what you need as a whole. If you're not busy, if you don't have your own ministry to go to, come by and visit us and be blessed of the Lord.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask before we give the last closing remarks, before the pastor pray and end the service, is there anyone else that want to say something at this time, even if it's just amen, thank you, pastor, whatever, if this is the time for you to get it out, to let the man of God know you heard him, you heard what God has said. Please speak now. Okay, we would like to thank you all again for joining us on this second Monday with Pastor Servant Troy with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook Live. We want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you for taking out the time. This Sunday coming up will be an awesome Sunday. It's the second Sunday of the month where we would have Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser bringing the Word of God on Blog Talk Radio, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Let's Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you could come back this Friday coming up will be the third Friday. I'm sorry, the second Friday. And it's Pastor Prophet Antoine Thomas at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prophet Thomas will be bringing forth the word on Friday night. And if you want to come in on this Monday coming up for next week, it's the third Monday. Our speaker will be Minister Margot McCord at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share all of our postings, Facebook, live broadcasting, as well as our radio, www.smile3e, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry. Please share them. Let people know that God is giving life out by his word, through his word, and he's giving us instruction. Please put it out there. Let people know that there is a true word of God that's being broadcast, so you would not have an excuse. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which this ministry stands on and we live by, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want to tell you, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. We pray that God heals and deliver everyone that is on this call and that was on Facebook Live. All concerns that you have, take it to the Lord on the altar and just leave it there and trust God. Don't doubt. And as the pastor preached on tonight, who has your ear if they're not speaking life into your ears? Disconnect, because that is not the connection that you need. Press towards your victory. Just press to it. Press to get to your victory. Pastor is back in your hands for you to pray us out for the ending of the program.
I bless you all once again. Thank you again. Remember, press towards your victory. There is nothing that you cannot do. They come to poison your ear, to poison your mind, and try to distract you from getting your victory. But you press past all of that and infirmity. You press past all that disease and press past those things that try to infect you or that seem to be contagious. And just know that you have the victory. For in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise. We thank you that for the word that you've given us on tonight, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation, and we bind Satan right now. In Jesus' name, Father, we give you we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Give us rest and peace in our bodies tonight as we lay down. We bind every spirit of infirmity, whatever it may be, for whatever reason. We apply the blood to it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give us peace in our bodies. Give us what we need in Jesus. We command your healing virtue to touch everybody on this line, everybody that's connected to us. For we give you praise, we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Thank God. And amen.
Amen. Amen.